When did you come to live in Berwick?
We came in 1922.
Mm-hmm. And whereabouts did you live when you came here?
In Hazelby.
No.
We lived there for 3 years, renting the Beaumont house, and then we moved to Hazelby. That was really the permanent home.
Mm-hmm. And how large was your family?
Five.
Five.
Yeah. Four boys and one girl.
Mm-hmm. And what did your father do for a living?
Well, he was the principal of Dookie College, a boys' school, and then he retired and came down here. And they, I had that Dr. Sewell, Edwin's leg, and my father had this big stud Friesian cattle property. And they made cheese, sold milk to Melbourne, but they made cheese in what is Mansfield Estate. They had a cheese factory there.
Mm-hmm. Did they find that during the 30s they had any trouble with money, or did they sort of, they didn't have any trouble at all getting by?
No.
Mm.
And the old Jim Curtis, he was brought out after the First World War, wasn't he? With he and his wife and family.
Mm.
And then he worked, and the boys worked, but they all had jobs.
Yeah.
They all had jobs in the like in this area.
Mm. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts did you go to school?
I was in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
The boys went to a grammar school, which was here in Berwick, up near the Church of England.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Church of England grammar school.
Yeah, Berwick Church of England grammar school.
Mm.
And we're still meeting the old boys.
Oh, really? Did you know any families that were hit by the Depression at all? That
yes, a few. I told you one was selling hot water on the highway and cakes and things to try and make some money. And another one, one of the farmer's wives from out on the settlement, she did sewing to try and get money to carry on. I don't think they got any help at all, did they?
No.
But as for the young ones, you know, Louis and Berwick, there wasn't enough. Well, there were only a few people and their families, but weren't old enough, were they?
No, that's it. We're mostly farming, dairying,
yes.
Dairy farming.
And the workmen lived in the village and went out to the farms.
So Berwick was, because it was all mainly farming area, people could survive by living off the land. So
yes.
Yeah.
Well, they were all established farmers, established people, that was the point. And most of the properties around here have been almost from the early days selected and carried on by one family after the other.
Mm-hmm. With the shops in Berwick, did you notice sort of any changes with the shops? Did any shops close down, or
there weren't enough to close down? No, you see, we had, well, I suppose you could Loveridge's second grocery shop, but they had mainly feed, didn't they, those days?
Yes, no, they had groceries
they
and hardware.
Well, I know that the butchers in the Berwick, I was just, you know, did the butcher sort of close down or they sort of...
No, we only had one butcher, and he was at near women's garage. And he had, it was a tree that had been chopped down. He had a slab hut. I don't ever remember a fly-proof place.
He had my door.
They used to bring the meat out and chop it up on the block and wrap it in a bit of newspaper and you took it home. And it was beautiful meat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But those were the Richardsons.
Yeah. Mm. Mr. Richardson said that his uncle had the, the place.
Mm-hmm. They were one of the first settlers here. They started, I think they helped build the Presbyterian Church. Mm.
Did the government give, you know, when you're talking about the soldier settlement, the government didn't give any assistance to them or anything to keep them on the land, or?
Yeah, I don't think so. They were balloted. They put in a ballot for those blocks, and they didn't pay for them, but they didn't own them, did they? No, they didn't. They could never sell them. They went back to the government. Some of them bought them years later, there were about two Baldwin bought his, and there's other people who were born of them. Of course, they're, it was a terrible place to put them, it was away from them. No grass, and so I don't know what happened.
Was the people who could sort of be classed as unemployment, were they mainly the people who were on the settlement schemes?
I suppose they were, but they seemed to get other jobs.
In the area?
Mm. They struggled for a while. Oh, Yates went on to Colonel Ryan's, working on the farm. The Watties Casey's, or was Casey's.
With the Yates, did
the
Yates.
Yates. Yes. And it was Mrs. Yates that did the same.
Yeah. I spoke to her a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he went to work on Colonel Ryan's. So there was, you know, there were jobs for them, really.
Hmm.
To go to that room. I didn't know anyone that worked on the Red Gang. Not here.
Mm. So it wasn't local people who worked on the...
Well, they might have, but I didn't know them. You didn't know any of them?
No. So just basically, you don't think that the people in Berwick were affected by the Depression because there was still plenty of work and available for them?
Well, there were jobs and they could get, and
there weren't that many people here.
Yeah.
No, this was it.
Mm.
There were only the three big houses, in one next to you on the highway, Dr. Langmore's, the Reeds, one of the Wade came a bit later, but and only the chemist and the grocers and the saddler, Bill Adams was here, wasn't he?
Yes.
And the Fritz Laffs, there are none of them left. He was the blacksmith. Alec, oh, Alec Matt was there, the garage. But all that was Mrs. Scanlon, her house was about one of the only ones left in Bangmore Lane, or a little weatherboard cottages. Oh, I wonder what this is, they were working on going around, so big family there, but then they weren't working in the Depression. She looked after to Mr. Richardson.
So just due to barrack size, the people sort of had enough. They had land to get by so they could grow their own vegetables.
Well, they all had big enough blocks with their houses to grow their... And I don't remember a vegetable shop here, do you?
No.
You see, so... there was a bakery. They only made bread, I don't think they made buns or anything else. So it was all home cooking.
So people just got by sort of by living off the land and...
Yes.
This is Kylie Hall and I've just been speaking with Mrs. Kemp and Mr. Gamble, who lived in Berwick during the 30s.